lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ, King who comes to save us. Ascribe to the Lord the glory to his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. The gods of the peoples are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar, and all that fills it. Let the field exult, and everything in it. Judge the world in righteousness, and the peoples in his faithfulness. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Ascribe to the Lord the glory to his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts.
Thank you.
reading from Isaiah chapter 9. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the trampling warrior in battle, tumult, and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. O Lord, have mercy on us. A reading from 1 John chapter 2. Beloved, I am writing you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. At the same time, it is a new commandment that I am writing to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness, and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Matthew chapter 4. Now when he heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. And for those dwelling in the region and in the shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When the prophet Isaiah sets before us such rich and beautiful imagery of the coming restoration of all things and of the salvation of mankind, dear ones, we do well to reflect on the present state of things as we know it. In light of what we hear from the prophet today, especially, we do well to consider the present fallen, darkened condition of man. It goes without saying, of course, that human beings are capable of many extraordinary things, and sometimes you just can't help but be amazed at some great athletic feat that you've witnessed, for example, or some ingenious idea somebody had, some stroke of brilliance that brought about significant technological advance. Still others might be remembered for the sum total of their work as a public servant, maybe as a great general in wartime, or a philosopher, a philanthropist. We have seen many notable, heroic figures throughout history. We've seen many enlightening solutions people have come up with to the various problems that they've faced, along with all the advances that have been made for the good of mankind. And we have also seen how nothing at all and no one among all of the children of Adam, the fallen children of his, have been able to free mankind from its fallen state and from the dark and awful things that come with it. Dear ones, look all around us in the world today. Just this past week, our nation has been gripped by seeing a shadowy figure murder a CEO in cold blood on the streets of Manhattan. The darkness of the human heart has been put on full display for all to see. And so too, we've seen many who have been considered to be leading luminaries in society, who have supposedly brought useful knowledge and helpful counsel to light, but who in reality have well and truly darkened people's hearts and minds more than they already are, with their godless wisdom and demonic counsel, like that of Karl Marx, for example, and communist philosophy, or those who promote radical gender theory, which upends the very foundations of society, of civilization. It wages war against nature itself and leaves the soul steeped in deep darkness, blindness, unable to see and acknowledge what is so obviously revealed to us in creation, male and female. Despite whatever good military might has brought about throughout the world as well, despite all the noble military leaders that we've seen, despite the advanced weaponry that's been developed to help secure peace and prosperity here and abroad, think also of the gloom and destruction man has inflicted on his fellow man. In the process, think of the colossal loss of human life that took place just in the 20th century alone. How untold millions of human beings, fathers, children, neighbors, friends, perished in two world wars. And consider what unimaginable loss is still taking place today with the organized slaughter of abortion. Slaughter on an industrial scale. And certainly when it comes to politics, too, I, for one, am convinced that seeing godly, competent, respectable civil leaders and politicians come to light, that is exceptionally rare. And to me, at least, more often than not, the darkness of cowardice, corruption, and deceit wins the day among our political leaders. Dear ones, look and see. And know that what the Holy Scriptures teach is true. That human beings have truly been darkened by sin. Mankind has walked in darkness and dwelt in a land of deep darkness. Fallen man has been utterly unable to rescue itself from this fallen state. And we would have no hope or light of salvation were it not for the fact that to us a child has been born. To us a son is given. The Christ child has been born of the Virgin Mary. And to us the incarnate Son of God has been given for the salvation of the world. We have seen a great light. The true light of the world has shone on us. It's Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us to save us. And for us, Christ has also become our wonderful counselor, as the prophet Isaiah calls him, giving us knowledge of the way of truth, even as he is the truth. He's not just some wise teacher. He's not just a philosopher on par with Aristotle and Plato. He is the very wisdom of God, the eternal wisdom of God in the flesh. He's not just some man of great military might, but mighty God, once again, as Isaiah calls him, mighty God who has manifested himself in our flesh and has overcome death itself by his death, trampling down the devil and Hades underfoot. Christ is not just another worldly king or prince whose reign is temporary and who calls himself father over his subjects, but who rules with an iron fist. No. Christ is the King of Kings, everlasting Father, as Isaiah calls him. He is the Prince of Peace, who, having ascended the royal throne of his cross, has begun his reign, bringing eternal peace between God and man. And of the increase of his dominion and peace, there will be no end. Period. Dear ones, Christ is our living hope, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas. He is our light and our life, and he has become our salvation. And as those illumined in him through holy baptism, as those in whom the light of the world now dwells, let us walk always in his light and in his peace until the darkness of this present world fully passes away and we live forever seeing the light of his holy face. To the same Jesus Christ will be all glory unto the ages of ages. Amen.
Let my prayer rise before you as incense.
Thank you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only begotten Son, that by his coming we may be enabled to serve you with pure minds. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. O God, your Son shines with the brightness of the true light. Grant that as we have known the mysteries of that light on earth, we may also come to the fullness of his joys in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.